So policy hearings before the Senate today with big political implications. Joining us now, John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
A big political question today, at least I think it was a political question. Would Secretary Rumsfeld be there for this hearing? Because yesterday there was some question whether or not he would be. He said he wouldn't, and then this morning he appears. What happened?
Well, it's not a sign that things are going well, clearly. I mean, he was either too busy not to make it, in which case it's a sign that things aren't going well, or he didn't want to show up to face the difficult questioning and the truth of how badly things are going. And so it was not a place he wanted to be. If there had been good news, surely he would have wanted to be there.
Well, he said he was too busy. He has another hearing already scheduled in the afternoon on Iraq and Afghanistan. That was going to be his total appearance, but this is a public appearance. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee wanted to hear from him.
Yes, well, the problem, of course, is that Rumsfeld wants to put things in context, but his generals have upstaged him here today. And this is an extraordinary set of testimony from his generals, because they are the ones who the administration has told us all to pay attention to in terms of giving us the ground truth. And they have now said what the administration has been reluctant to, which is talking more openly about the concept of civil war, which is so problematic because it suggests a situation that is really impossible to fix, and one in which U.S. Troops can play no role. And it's essentially, civil war has come to be synonymous with the word chaos.
The secretary may have been reluctant to hear this from the generals and military leaders today. Do you think he was surprised to hear this from them in public testimony?
I think perhaps, but it's hard to get inside of his head. He certainly has been reluctant to use that term and has sort of had almost fun with it, talking about how well he's thought about the American Civil War and how this doesn't compare to that. So he certainly has danced away from it and tried to stay away from it. I don't think he was particularly surprised, but certainly not welcome news for him to hear it out in public.
Just a month or so ago, John, Republicans in Congress were embracing the president's Iraq policy. They made a point of saying politically they thought this was going to work for them in the elections in November this year, because however poorly or well the war may be going in Iraq, the Democrats might look worse. What happens to that strategy now?
Well, what happens to that strategy, given today's testimony from the generals and also from the visit of the Iraqi prime minister last week, is that it seems pretty clear that all talk of troop drawdown by the end of this year is gone. And so any member of Congress who is running and thinking there might be parades in which troops were returning, they're not going to get those parades. In fact, instead, what they're going to get is perhaps an additional dose of bad news about just how long the slog is going to be in Baghdad. And again, the notion of civil war suggests difficulty without end, in which it's unclear whose side you're on. And so it means in the political context, Iraq is not something candidates are going to want to talk about.
Analysis and opinion from John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, thank you for joining us today about these hearings.
Thank you.